You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. And this is my favorite episode that I think we're ever going to do.
In fact,
I could retire right now because when I started this, my entire thing was like, you know, at some point I'm going to get Succosaurus on this thing.
This was your goal. Like,
it's so silly. And let me tell you, first off, let me introduce you real quick. And then I'm going to tell you why I am so obsessed with you. And it's probably not going to be what you think it is. but this is Succosaurus. And she is, if I had to pick a favorite creator, now don't give me, I have a lot of favorite creators, but for some reason you are just like my favorite person in the creating world. So here you are. This is Succosaurus.
Yes.
I will let you introduce yourself in a second, but I want to tell you real quick, just so I can lay it out, why I think you are so awesome. So a while back when Steph was having just terrible anxiety, I had to take over her page for a little while.
Right.
And I was just dying to find somebody I could talk to just tell me, hey, is this something I can do? Because anytime I would reach out to anybody, I would get ignored. She would get ignored.
Right.
And we were already at the point where we were like, we were top 2%. Yeah, we were doing pretty goddamn decent. Well. But when she started having this anxiety, I was like, I don't know what the F to do.
Because it was like a dual thing that we were doing multiple, like both of us together. And then like I had to shut down and he took over. And it was like he had to take over both roles. And it was like,
so I was reaching out to a bunch of people, but essentially I reached out to you over a question of something and you actually responded back to me and you had put time into your response and it wasn't just like a total like asshole response to where you like wrote me off or anything like that. And I just want to tell you, I really like genuinely appreciate that. Like for us, that made a big deal.
Yes.
Like this is our livelihood.
Yeah.
So for you to give us that extra little boost and just like confidence to like, you know, keep pushing through. I know you didn't know that you did that, but you did.
And it really helped.
And it was a small gesture, but like it made a big difference to us.
That is so awesome. That is awesome.
Just wanted to say thank you. And that's why we're so obsessed with you.
That is really awesome. I really had no clue, but I definitely try to like, I feel like people on the platform feel like I'm like more real because, you know, people will ask me like, hey, you know, my girlfriend's not into this. Like, how did you get into this? I like to do this, but this person doesn't. How can I like kind of work it in there? I want to create. Yeah. How do I do that? And I'm not just like, oh, I don't know. I really try to sit down and like make people know that I'm listening and I'm trying my best to give them advice because life is hard and sex is hard. So to have like someone to guide you is, I think, pretty helpful. So nice. I'm glad that I was able to give you guys some advice on the platform to help you with that.
Advice and just like, being able to watch you do your thing and the confidence you have is like, okay, cool.
Right.
We can just like keep pushing on it. You know what I mean? It's it was really cool. So I just, we do appreciate you. And that's why we're stalking you so damn hard. I promise we're not creepy or anything like that. We just, we see that you're a real person. And we want other people to see how awesome you are too, which obviously they are. Cause like, look at your Instagram account, all that kind of shit. You're not hurting for fans. That's for sure. And I hope it keeps growing for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I think another reason I may be obsessed with you, I'm going to be honest, is I've got a unhealthy obsession with dinosaurs too.
Same.
My porn name was after a Power Ranger, Jason, the red Power Ranger, you know.
Okay.
That was the Tyrannosaurus Zord. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there, a little geek knowledge. But maybe that's my other reason for obsession. But how many do you have most people in your life that know about this already?
No, not really. I mean, the people that know, but I don't have many people in my like personal life. So the people in my personal life do know, but it's like very far and few. I can count them on my hands because I keep my circle pretty small. So
that's,
but everyone's really supportive.
That.
So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
We just had, what, within the last weekend, it's part of her, like, kind of ending her anxiety shit. Right. It was just, like, her biggest fear is, like, Facebook finding out.
Okay, I saw you guys posted that. How did that go? That's been all my mind. I've been thinking about it.
Well, it went like shit at first because she posted the wrong fucking list.
Yeah. So, like, we went through our Facebook, like, our personal Facebook, and, like, excluded family and people that we maybe didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And then we
like
left,
your grandma.
Like, grandma, yeah, yeah. Or, like, friends' parents, or, you know, people from our church, whatever.
Yeah, people that might not be accepting.
Right. So we went through and we made a list. And it was, like, 200-plus people that we were going to exclude on mine. And then, like, we made a different one for him. We finally wrote a post. We double, triple, like, quadruple checked this list. I hit post, and then...
Well, after you hit post, we had this discussion.
Yes.
Where I usually don't have anxiety. I'm usually pretty, like... I used to be a lead singer of a band. You know what I mean? I'm, like, gung-ho. I'm all about it. All of a sudden, I just got hit with this wall of anxiety. And I was like, no, let's just go to bed now. Like,
but I was,
let's just shut off
like,
the phones.
Shut the phones off. Let's go to bed. And I was like, I was the total opposite. Like, I always have anxiety. And I was like, no, like, I'm pretty calm. Like,
she's just going to sit up and doom scroll.
It's like, let me doom scroll on Facebook for a few minutes, see, like, if anything hits. 12 minutes go by. And then I had someone reach out. And he had gone back on my list and had...
I did a triple check on hers, and I saw somebody that I thought she'd left out.
Right.
Because the last name was the same as one of our relatives.
Right.
So I just went ahead and blocked. So when she got the message from this person, it automatically didn't, like, raise a red flag to her. Immediately in my head, I'm like, uh-oh, there's been a breach, you know?
So we went back, he looked on his Facebook, realized
I looked on her wall, and it wasn't there, which means I was part of the block list.
So we had posted the opposite group. So we basically announced it to all of our family and all of the people that we did not want to know. So it was up for 12 minutes before
we have no idea who saw it in that 12 minutes other than the one person.
Yeah. So we immediately deleted it and made sure we posted it to the right group. And we had a really good response, like, as far as, you know, people reaching out, like, people I haven't talked to in, like, years, like 10 plus years, some, and like they're reaching out being like, this is awesome, I'm so glad you're able to like do this. So I was like, okay, like, I mean, we have only had one person that was kind of like about it, but like other than that, everybody has been like super cool, which is awesome, I guess.
Like the female support that she gets is incredible, and
that's amazing.
That's what's so cool is like, it's like really like everybody's like, yo, get it, you know, that's the empowerment thing. Meanwhile, all my friends are like jealous or like don't want to talk to me about it, or like
they'll like it, or whatever.
Y'all, like I got nobody I can complain to or talk to. Like I'm like, you know, oh yeah, I had to go work this week, and they're like, oh yeah, you had to go work.
Oh my god, yes. Everyone in my life, like I'll be like, oh, you know, I'm working today. They're like, oh, so you can't like come do this for me? I'm like, no, I'm literally working. And they're like, it's just sex. And I'm like, but it's
it goes further.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of like,
especially when you care about your product, which I know you do, because we've discussed like camera stuff together.
Yeah,
like to me, it's a big deal. Like sometimes, there is the authentic, like I just want to throw it out there, you know, because some people like that, you know,
the not planned, throwing off.
And that's fine. We like it too. It's great. We did one too yesterday.
Yesterday.
That was unplanned, and it's like, okay, this is a $50 video because, first off, we're not going to go back through and look at it because it's way too personal.
Right.
And it's one of those things, I don't care. But I know that everything that I captured is going to be exactly what, like, a certain group of our fans wants.
Right.
And that's fine.
That have been asking for something like that.
I didn't have to do anything. That was literally just sex, and I happened to record it on my phone.
Right. But that's, like, the 1% of the time.
Exactly.
Right.
Most of the time, it's multiple takes if I have to, or multiple camera angles is what I like doing.
Yes, getting all the cameras out, setting them all up, changing lenses, fixing
lighting. Fucking syncing my video together is my least favorite thing in the world.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It fucks up every goddamn time. Every time, without fail. And I would probably be able to edit one of our videos in about the time
that it would take.
It would take to, like, watch the video maybe a little longer, because I've got it down to a pretty good science. But whenever I have to do this like multicam thing and I'm trying to like put them all together, it every time f's up, I'm like having to like.
You get so frustrated.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just start it, walk away.
It would be great if things would just work the same way every time. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't work like that. So you have multiple cameras now too. Did you end up getting that Sony?
Or yep, I did. I love it. Sometimes, actually. I'm not very... Okay, so you have to be, like, very technological, I assume.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, I'm okay.
Sometimes I feel like a grandma, okay? Because I'll be setting up this camera and I just can't get it to focus. I'll film a whole, like, 20-minute video, whole thing's out of focus. I'm like, what the...
I can help you. I can help you so hard because I had that for a whole fucking year.
Okay, that makes me feel better because I'm like... Yes. Like a universal thing, or am I just like
no, it's confusing. What kind of lens do you have? Did you get the 35 millimeter?
Yeah, so I have the 35 millimeter, and then I also have like a 24 to 50,
70,
I don't 50, something like that. But yeah,
so the 35 millimeter is the one I like to use to film with, because you get such good quality pictures with it,
yes.
Part of the reason you get it, though, is because it has the bokeh that goes around it, right? That blurring of the background.
Mm-hmm.
In order to reduce that bokeh, you have to change your f-stop. So if you're shooting a film that's wide open, like you want to get like your entirety of the bed in frame, you need to go to like an f4. Whereas on that 35 millimeter, it does really good in low light. It goes down to like a 1.7 or something like that.
Yeah, that's why.
But if you're down to that, it gives you that little pinhole that it's looking through. So you're going to get a bunch of blurriness around it.
Oh.
By changing the size of the f-stop, you get a bigger circle and better focus around your area.
Okay, that's good to know.
Now, here's the tricky part. Do you know how to change your f-stop?
Nope, but I'm sure that's easy to figure out. I'm sure that can't be that hard.
You set your aperture setting. So on your dial on your camera.
Yeah.
You go to the A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what the A does is that puts it into your aperture priority mode.
Okay.
And then from there, you should be able to adjust your f-stop.
Okay, cool. Look at that.
I'm telling you.
So I didn't understand.
This is part of this community thing that we're trying to talk about, right? Is I have a shit ton of knowledge on filming, editing, and marketing. I was a real estate agent. I sold millions of dollars of real estate. I know this shit like the back of my hand. There's other people that know other things really well. Obviously, you know social media better. You know, you could probably give all kinds of great tips to us that we're just totally effing up on.
Right, like clueless.
On social media.
It's hard.
We made friends with another girl, Ashley, who has 500,000 followers on TikTok.
Right.
Wow.
And these are all people that essentially they don't really have very many connections. I'm not sure about you and how much connections you have with other creators, but like we have like none. Yeah. So
every time we try, just
and the issue that we have is that we work really fucking hard. Like we just don't stop. That's my mentality. It's always been my mentality.
Right.
So we'll come across other creators that don't have that same work ethic as us.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we ask them to collaborate with us on just, I guess, seem like a lot of work to them.
Even though I'm the one
that's doing all the heavy lifting.
Right. Well, they'll be like, oh, I didn't realize like this was like not legit, but like
the amount of times that we have done our part for something and then we'll send it out and they'll be like totally in agreeance. And then they're like, oh, actually, I changed my mind. I'm like, yo, I just spent like an hour putting this fucking thing together for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the point now to where when they ask for help and I go out of my way to do something and then they change their mind, I automatically block them.
Yes, because that's so frustrating. Like,
especially a creator. Like, I understand if it's like
you wouldn't want anyone. Like, you wouldn't a fan asks you to work for free, you would block them. So why are you asking other creators to do that?
Yep,
that's insane. Yeah.
And then you know we had it too to where they were like going through and liking our posts and like basically coaching our people off of OF. And I'm just like, look, I don't mind being cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'll like your posts and stuff, but don't like my fans' comments.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, at that point, we're getting a little...
you're trying to steal them.
That's poaching at that point. You know what I mean? I think interaction, though, is really important. And I think there's a fine line. And you could... Maybe this is something you could tell me about. But we were discussing this yesterday. She's like, okay, when I'm interacting on people's, you know, Instagram posts, like other creators, I think it's okay to be like, comment, be like, oh, gorgeous, pretty, whatever.
Or like
it helps boost your status too.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's fucked up, though. I don't think any creator should go through and comment on anybody else's comment or like their comment. Like, those are your fans at that point.
Right.
And they should stay away.
But, like, you know, someone will post something like, oh, like, something in, like, the swinging lifestyle, like, do you agree? And I'd be like, 100% agree, or, like, accurate, or, you know, like, something.
Well, I think that's different than creators, though, because creators are going to, like, I mean, that's their business.
No, I know, but I mean, like, you know, I just don't know what, like, I guess the etiquette is as far as, like.
Well, okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, overstep boundaries.
Okay, so it's a fine line because every creator is going to have a different perspective. But I think for me, at least, like, it depends how close I am with the person who's doing it. So, like, if you went on my post and you were like, you saw someone who said something that you agreed with and you were like, oh, yeah, totally. Or someone asks a question, like a general question, and you answer them under my comment, I wouldn't mind because we know each other. Like, right. We're familiar with each other. We talk, we support each other. Now, if you're someone who, like, I have no interaction with before and you're just a creator coming on my post who I don't follow, we're not mutuals, and you do that, I'm going to be like, that's a little weird. I don't take things so seriously, though. I can't because there's so much to, it's like, deal with mentally, yeah. That stuff like that. I'm kind of like, okay, I don't really care. It just is what it is. Unless you're under every single comment, liking it and commenting back. Then right. I'm going to be like, okay, I'm blocking you.
Right.
But like I said, every creator is a little different. But I think a good thing to do is, you know, keep it just in their comments. If you're not sure, you just keep it in their comments and not under other people's.
Yeah, no, that's what I usually do is I don't, yeah. Like, if I, you know, I'll comment on, like, their actual posts. Yeah. Not, like, any of the fans or anything, just because I'm, like, trying to help. Like, I'll like it. I'll, right. Like, comment something. I'm like, I feel like that's got to help boost their stuff, sure. At least. So.
But I saw somebody on Reddit yesterday going off about how, like, these creators that are following on Instagram, they're commenting on statuses and stuff, and it just seemed like a very big blanket statement. And I was like, I think there's, I understand, like, I can see some of the newer creators going on, mm-hmm. and just trying to poach, you know what I mean? So, oh, yeah. I understand that. But I think if you get to the level of, like, actually being maybe full-time or professional at this,
right.
Yeah.
There's a different etiquette that would be involved versus, like, a startup. Like,
yeah.
Because we definitely would never have imagined doing that at a startup. But that's not our mentality anyways, right. Is to deal right. things no. or
but
coach.
It's also a great way to, like, get mutual. So you guys were saying, like, you don't have many connections. Like, that's, like, the best way that if I find a creator that I really like and I want to be mutuals with them, I just comment under their posts when they post. I like it. I share it to my story in hopes that they'll recognize me and follow me back.
Okay.
Because otherwise, they're going to have no clue who you are unless you pop up on their For You page. But at least for me, like, my For You page is not other sex workers mostly. It's okay. Cats, dogs, and food. Okay. So.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to, like, get other mutuals.
It's funny because I actually did look through your followers list and I was like, damn, she follows a lot of food. You have a partner, correct?
I do, yes.
All right. Are you guys full-time creators or?
Yep, we are both of us. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. That's awesome. How long have you guys been doing that?
I think this is, like, our, like, the end of this year will be 4 years.
So cool.
But we did it a little bit unconventional, like, other than how other people do it. We were lucky enough to be in a position that we could both quit our jobs and just go full time. So we had no clue what we were doing. I had no idea, like, how social media worked. I had no idea how this industry worked. Nothing. So the first, like, year was terrible. We made no money. And then the second year came by and things started rolling along. I started learning social media. And then ever since year two, it's been really good. But we actually started out camming together. But when I first started it, I literally woke up one day. I was like, I don't want to do my job anymore. I hate my job. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, I hate my job. I'm calling out today and I'm looking at things I can do online. And of course it was, like, right after the pandemic. So this industry was, like, the big top number one, get into this. So I was like, that sounds kind of cool. I want to do that. And I was like, I can just do it by myself. He's like, no, if you're going to do it, you're doing it with me. So then I started, you know, researching. And I realized there was kind of, like, a gap in couples content at the time. I don't know about now, but at the time there was, like, a gap, especially in the camming world. So we just kind of, we did a lot of research that weekend. And then Monday came and we jumped on it. And ever since then, we've been going strong.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We tried the camming thing for a while when you had anxiety.
Yeah.
And it was rough because she didn't like sitting there. and waiting for somebody to come
awkward.
On.
Yeah, you just sit there. You're like, hopefully someone will come.
So we finally, like, we did it again not too long ago.
Yeah.
And she did okay. Like, we did okay as a couple, but then I went on as a solo male, which I expected to, like, flop. Mm-hmm. I fucking murdered.
It was crazy.
Somebody paid me $65 a minute just to fucking helicopter around for 8 minutes.
Yes.
Just like that.
It was ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah, there's a huge gap in, like, male cameras. For sure.
Yeah, and especially ones that can speak English and, you know, like, give, like, fantasy lines back or whatever.
Right.
Because there's a lot of, like, South American male creators that can speak Spanish, but not a lot of American ones from what I've been able to.
Okay.
Not that I'm, like, searching around a bunch of, like, dude streaming sites, but, like, you got to look at the competition.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For sure.
It's all research. You got to do research.
Yeah. It is. There's a ton of it, man. It's it's wild on how much can go into all of this stuff. So you don't stream anymore then?
You no, don't have to do it? I hate camming with a passion. Same. That's like my least favorite thing to do. But while I say that, like, it's something I want to get back into.
It can be fun, I think, in the right moments. Like, right. Especially if you have a fan base, it's going to like
I now have that fan base that I didn't have before. But the misconception is, and this is a really big misconception, is that a lot of followers on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, means a big conversion rate. And it does sometimes, but I feel like 80% of the time I'm kind of just like talking to a wall and it's like crickets because this doesn't always translate. It only translates once there's a viral video or once I put my page 50% off, or I'll say, hey guys, I'm going live on this website, like a cam site, and they'll just be like, okay, and they don't come, even though it's like free to join the room.
Yep.
So, but I feel like it probably would be a little better now that I have a little bit of an audience. I can at least try. But I don't know. Another thing I don't like about camming is they like rip a lot of your content, and it's up there forever, and it's impossible to get taken down. And I hate that. As much work that goes into it, and how intimate it is, it's really scary. And I don't. And how that's like still a thing, how these campsites aren't doing something to like stop that.
Well, that, and like we did, I guess I don't want to like call, I guess I can, it doesn't really fucking matter. Right. Streammates took what takes 65% of everything
standard.
And we essentially were just like, you know what, we have to protect our image at this point because like we're having a great time on Streammates and we're making okay money. We should be making a hell of a lot more considering how much they're taking from us.
Yeah.
But
we got a notification one day that they updated their terms of service or something.
Yeah. And it was specifically like, we can use your recordings for anything we want.
Right. Forever.
Forever.
While you're paying 40%.
Right.
And I was just like, you know what? At this point, we got to walk away from this.
So we literally stopped that day.
And it sucked. It's such a huge hit on our income too, because we were taking in an extra $1,500 a week from that overall. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was just like, all right, we got to drop it. And not only does that drop, but also our OF drops, obviously, because we were getting
funneling
from that, even though we were supposed to, you know, people obviously have a brain and know how to like,
exactly.
Say, oh yeah, we're across platforms. It's the same name. And then like they go do their searches however they want. Cause like, they're not dumb.
Yeah. So that along with a bunch of other shit, we were just like, we have to like totally just lock down and just go out now. If we're going to like take control of our image, we're just going to blast it out there. And you know,
that's what
we did expect a little bit that like, we put it out to like 2,000 people on Facebook, something like that.
Yeah.
And obviously we didn't expect like our close friends necessarily to like jump in or anything, but there's a lot of like acquaintances we knew.
Right.
There was like nothing that came from it. It was almost funny.
Not that we know of.
Well, we did specifically say, we were like, you know, look, we're not putting this out there for us to be like, hey guys, come look at me.
Right.
But I did think it was kind of funny on how like, I think a lot of people may be like a little scared. Like maybe they didn't really want us to do that or something.
Like they were like super supportive, but like don't want to see it. Like
I'm not sure if you're at the same place now, but like, I've been doing this long enough. If you want to see me, I'm a professional. I feel like a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's going to scare me at this point. You're not going to look at me and be like, oh, you've got a weird looking dick or something like that. And I'm going to like, you know, run away.
Right.
You can make fun of me for having a big dick. That's fine, I guess.
There it
you
is.
Know, I have to make one big dick joke the entire podcast.
There it
I'm
is.
Sorry. People are gonna be so disappointed when they come to my page too. They're gonna be expecting this like massive fucking traffic cone cock.
Okay, but listen, nobody wants it. Oh, not nobody, no. But most of us don't want that anyway. So
it's true, but it's fun to joke about.
Yeah.
So that I'm just gonna keep doing it, and somebody's gonna complain eventually. I'm gonna be like, look, the warning signs were there that you're gonna be disappointed.
Listen.
I made a point that I have oversold myself.
Yeah. One, okay, so like I like Psychosaurus, like I'm the throat goat, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I get videos that go viral, people like join my page and they get so disappointed. They're like, that's what you're like practicing on? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that's not big enough for you? What do you expect, like 14 inches?
Well, no. We had this guy that used to message us and he used to send us links to FetLife profiles. Because he had an obsession with you finding the BBC.
The biggest thing ever.
Very. Not just BBC. Very BBC.
Like,
it was only cocks.
For real. Like, he had a fucking
Excel spreadsheet that he sent me. A straight up Excel spreadsheet of these dudes' names, their lengths, whether or not they were considered a BBC or a VBBC, and their link to the FET profile or Twitter profile. Wild. And then he would check on me every 3 days and be like, hey, have you reached out to VBBCs yet?
Oh.
He's like, I would really like to see.
Dude, you spent like $3 with the page and like 6 hours of research. Thanks. But like, no.
They're like, when are you going to contact them? When are you going to get together and do
something? These things
like,
don't look fun. These look like torture devices at this point.
Yeah.
Like she did 10 and a half inches.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Which was, and he was a virgin.
Yeah, he was a
virgin. So he had no fucking idea what he was doing.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But
I know.
We didn't know prior. We didn't ask.
We asked.
This was before we used to ask about dick size.
Yeah, because like I don't care. Like, you know.
Dude's sitting down, we're doing our little pre-show interview. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, girls don't have sex with me because of how big I am. We're like, well, how big are you? And he goes, I'm 10 and a half inches. I'm like, holy fuck.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna die. I was like, uh-oh.
And I was like, well, so we tell everybody, like, the reason we have to ask you your dick size isn't because she's worried that you're going to be too small. It's that she just has to mentally prepare herself.
Because
like, if you have 10 and a half inches and didn't think, it's courteous for me to let somebody know.
Yeah.
You know?
But that was the whole reason he was still a virgin, was because nobody wanted to take that much. And I'm like, bro, I know. Like,
I'm insane. Because, like, I feel like the misconception is that, like, women don't want a man with, like, a small one. But, like, I would much rather prefer that than huge.
Right.
So these men who, like, are maybe on the smaller side or, like, average, which is, you know, average, it's normal. They're like, oh, they're not confident in themselves, and that's why they can't find a woman, because they think that a woman won't want that. But,
like, that's what I prefer.
Most
like,
of us don't even care.
Right, I was like, there's, like, a very slim, like, group of women that are, like, the, like, size queens or whatever it is. Yeah,
it is like, important to a point if you're filming and shit. Like, if I had a smaller dick, it would be a lot harder for some of the angles that I've got, you know?
That's true.
So, like, I see it important there.
Right.
But, like, beyond that, like, I don't think I'm, like, too big to the point to where people are, like, ow, most of the time.
Right, yeah.
At least now that I know how to use it. Back in the day, it may have been a little different. But it's also like I've never had anybody be like, I'm never the smallest dude in the room, you know? Like, we go to the resorts, I'm usually like, you know, I'll take the second or third spot somewhere, you know? I'm fine with that. I'm never gonna walk up and be like, hey, I'm the biggest dude you've ever met.
Right.
But,
or be like, oh, you're definitely smallest. Like, you're not gonna be like,
I don't
calling people
fuck.
Out because it doesn't matter.
But like, I have had other dudes that like we've like filmed with that have gotten intimidated by me. I'm like, dude, what does my size have to do with this situation at all? Like, I'm not getting anywhere near you. So, like, don't worry.
Just
it's not happening.
No, it's just that, like, there's just that much insecurity, though, which is, like, that's so sad. Like, just be confident in what you have, no matter what it is.
That's kind of what we're trying to talk about on here in general. She had a lot of insecurities for things, and I think, you know, especially with her whole virgin thing that she does, like, that's all insecurity right there. And that's kind of what we're trying to step out is like, hey, sex doesn't have to be so fucking scary. It doesn't have to be so weird. It should be normalized.
Yeah.
It's a normal human behavior.
Yeah.
And there's a lot you can learn from the right people doing porn too.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously you got your people that do the wild shit that is just never going to happen. Mm-hmm. But like with Steph and I, it's real.
Right.
Yeah. With you, it's real. You know, it's, yeah, some of it's going to be a little overreacted, but like also like I like that when I'm having sex in general. Right. So like.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like.
That's not too far. Totally.
Exactly.
Right. Like it's more like what you would expect if you were to actually be having sex with
I have
somebody.
A really hard time now, like, well, first off, I barely jerk off to porn anymore, because, like, when do I have a chance to?
Exactly. But
you are making the porn.
I am making it. But, like, when I'm doing, like, research and stuff, if I see, like, the professional ones, it's almost an immediate turnoff for me. And I'm not saying professional, like, oh, you've got multiple camera angles, but I'm saying, like, studio.
Studios.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the fake screams, and it's... Like, I can't handle it, man. It's just an automatic turnoff. Yeah. I know some people are into it.
Yeah.
But to me, like, people will complain that Steph's too quiet. But, like, okay, she can be quiet. But when she does start to get loud, it's legit.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it's
to
real.
To me, it's, like, 10 times hotter than the chick that's like, oh, yeah.
But, yeah, like, I mean, yeah, most of the time I'm quiet. But, like, you know. And some people love that because they're like, oh, good, I was watching that at work and it was super quiet and I didn't have to worry about the audio. And you're right. Like, cool, why are you watching it at work? But like, okay, whatever.
I mean, I think the blowjob sounds are the most important.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that down.
You figured that out, yeah.
So, for sure. Yeah.
That's what people want to hear at this point. We got to get the better quality mics for it, too. You know,
Getting
up close.
Yeah.
That all that slurping
that
sound.
ASMR,
like, yeah.
You're right.
What else we got?
I don't know.
Anything, any crazy story that's worth sharing? Anything that would be interesting to fans or a favorite pay-per-view that you've done? Or you can talk about what to expect on your page. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so obviously, Sucksaurus, Throat Goat, lots of that. But I really just, like, I feel like most of my page is just, like, the real thing. So it's, like, whatever I'm feeling that day. I'm pretty vanilla, though, I will say. And people don't expect that. But I'm like, what more do you want from me? Like, like put a zucchini up there. That's against the rules.
Yeah, you're like, you're not allowed.
But, yeah, so I post, like, full-length videos on my page as well as pay-per-view. So I keep the pay-per-view as, like, more taboo things or things that take a lot more work. So I actually just used a butt plug for the first time.
Congratulations.
Yeah, on camera. It was scary. I was so nervous. Oh my gosh. I don't think I'll do that again. but yeah, so.
You won't do it again?
I don't think so. I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
She thought that too.
I did think that too. For a very long time.
Man. She was so against butt stuff. It was like she wouldn't even like let me like bring a butt plug near her.
Yeah, don't touch me with that thing.
That was me.
So she plays Pokemon Go. Like, that's her, like, obsession in life. So I think there was, like, a Pokemon that was, like, somewhere far away that she didn't want to drive to.
But and I was still like, wanted it.
I will go catch this Pokemon if you stick this jeweled butt plug up your ass.
It's like, okay, fine.
And she was like, okay, fine. So I drove out, caught this fucking Pokemon.
Yeah.
I lubed that thing up, put it up. She goes, oh, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
Now here's the thing though, is I put it up there for her.
Right.
Oh yeah. But my
so partner, I think that make did your partner do it for you too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That didn't make a difference for you?
It did. I told him though, like if it wasn't for him, like I don't think it would have happened at all.
That's like, how I was.
Mm-hmm. Like I would never be able to like do it for myself. But
well, you can now.
Like
I have a few times, but not like not very often.
Right, it's very far and few.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, like, just the sensation wasn't
it's interesting.
Favorite.
Yeah, no.
And it actually, like, made, like, penetration hurt. Like, so I just, no.
It was like that for you the first few times, too. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's normal then.
Yeah, no, so she's at the point now, over the course of many years, she can, like, straight up take me entirely in her ass.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
And she went from like literally the same exact
absolutely
way.
Absolutely not. It's
absolutely
never
fucking hated it.
Right.
Used to not even like getting her butthole licked, like at all. Mm-hmm. Like it was just totally against the whole thing. And it was just slow. It was just
right.
We didn't rush it. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, if it's going to take 4 years to do, it takes 4 years. I wasn't ever going to be like, I have to stick it in right now.
Right.
But she just got to the point where she started enjoying it, and she was enjoying the attention she was getting from it. So she started pushing herself.
Right.
On her own.
That's awesome.
To do it.
And then we do, like, we'll be like, okay, we're going to do the, like, anal training today. And so, like, we'll start with, like, the smallest size and, like,
you wait 30 minutes and then move up to the next size.
The entire day to the point where, like, okay. And then, oh, okay, you'll take, like, an hour break, whatever. And so it's like we, it's not like we just jump into, like, the biggest one right away. It's like we do baby steps.
It, what's funny is, like, for her, if we use anal ease or something like that, it does not work. She hates it.
Right.
So she has to go just straight, like, lube and none of the desensitizers or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's interesting because a lot of people you look up online are like, nah, you gotta, you know, if you're having uncomfortable, you gotta, you know, slather it up in this stuff. And
really, I read the opposite, though. Like, well, I guess I was looking at a lot of, like, gay subs because I'm like, who better to, like, tell me what to do? Fair. And most of them were like, absolutely not. Never use that because if you're having pain, like, that's something you need to be aware of.
Right. Yep.
Like, never, like, desensitize. Like, no desensitizing spray or lube because you have to know when it's too uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah, you don't want it to tear.
Right. Like, that sounds terrible. Like,
no, but I mean, originally there was, you know, obviously when you start looking on this information, you know, you go to the Cosmopolitan, you know, that's the first one that pops up, Cosmo Magazine, you know, all that kind of shit. So I'm sure when we started this, it was not like we weren't dealing with the most reliable information.
Right.
You know? But I think when we finally got successful,
Reddit, yeah.
Weren't you, I feel like you had that dude you were sexting, you had a sissy that you were sexting at one point. Yes. Iggy.
Shout out
to
if
Iggy.
He's listening.
And he gave you some tips, essentially, because yeah. he was like, I'm a size queen.
Yeah.
And he was like, I take huge ones. And I'm like, we're like, how the fuck do you do that?
Right. And he started
going down into, like, his, like, pre-care routine and his.
I was like, all right. So we gave it a try. And then, like, he was the first person I told after. I was like, yo, you're not going to believe it. And he's like, yes. So
I'm sure
it was cool.
He was so happy to hear that from you.
He was so excited. He told his partner and, like, it was awesome. So
that's,
it was
pretty cute. Cool.
That's what community's all about right there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. See, another reason, though, like, I kind of never want to, like, actually do anal is because when I first started, like, that was, like, my one boundary. Like, no, he's not even, like, touching it. And I would get so many requests and people would offer to pay me X amount of money. And I'd be like, no, absolutely not. Like, I'm not doing it. And they would all say to me, oh, just wait 2 to 3 years down the line. You're gonna cave because of the money. Well, so I'm doing it despite them. I'm not caving. I'm never doing full on anal just because you said I would.
Boom. Mic
like,
drop.
Hey, so it sounds like my hard no as well.
Yeah, no, that her hard no is turning into a soft maybe.
Soft maybe. Depends how horny I am.
She's exactly. She's her boundary at this point is swallowing.
Yeah, I won't.
She doesn't want to swallow.
Okay.
Which I'm fine with. Like, she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's times where I think she wants to.
I've gotten so many requests. So many people want me to do it, and I'm like, "Nah, it's not for me. Like, not for me."
No. You literally told a dude to name his price
week
ago.
Yeah,
and you're like, I will film it this week. Name your price, and he just never named his price.
He never named it. So I was like, "Okay, yeah, he's full of shit."
So it's not that hard of a no anymore.
But
there's,
like,
a price to be had.
No, but I have done customs for him where I've pushed my, like, boundaries as far as that, and not, like, it's been okay. Like, but. That's the one thing he wants me to do, and I'm like, it's not happening. And he's like, come on, what is it? You know, come on.
What is it?
What's that? I don't
know. Like,
we're picky eaters in general.
Okay,
like,
that makes sense.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'll eat pussy all day long.
Right.
Like, that don't bother me, but for some reason, like, the just cum in her mouth is, like, one of those things that's, like, she's not sure about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it'll change eventually, because what has happened with everything else, like, she couldn't squirt at one point. And she was like, I'll never be able to squirt. And now she can squirt. And it's because she got so worked up. You know what I mean? It's once she gets out of her head and she's like, fuck it, I'm just going to swallow this load.
Yeah.
She'll do it one time and then she'll be a fucking cock whore.
Okay, well, it's funny that I'm Secosaurus because, like, before this, like, of course, like, so I've been with my partner for, like, 8 years. So I don't have much experience, like, outside of him, maybe, like, 2 or 3 other dudes. But he's, like, really the one who made me like it. Just by, like, being really gentle with me and never, like, pressuring me. So when we got into this, I had my original name when we cammed. That wasn't it. It was, like, D-Baby. And then we had got on cam and people were like, you know, we really want to see you suck it, like take a facial. And I was like, okay. And that just like became my thing, Facial Fridays after a blowjob. Okay. And then we came up with a name like Suckasaurus and G-Rex because I love dinosaurs. But like, I wasn't like a throat queen before. So when I tell people that, they're like so surprised. I'm like, yeah, not that it's for the camera, but like, it's for you guys. Like I do it for you guys. Of course, my partner doesn't object. He loves it. But I wasn't fond of like swallowing before and getting all sloppy. Just cause of, like, I don't know, just kind of grossed me out. But now I'm just like, whatever, this is my name. Like, gotta do it. And it, I like it now.
It took a lot for you to be able to embrace messy.
Yeah.
Like, she really struggled with it. It's,
I mean, still, like, I can do it, but I have to, like, mentally prepare myself that I'm like, okay, this is going to be messy, so whatever it is. Off,
clean it up.
And I'm like, yeah, I hold my, you know, my face together, and then, like, as soon as the camera's off, I'm like, like, that's so gross.
We did one a few months ago, and it was all chocolate sauce and whipped cream.
Ooh.
And we have a dog and two kittens. So we were like, okay, how are we going to do this? We basically did it out in the kitchen, closed them in the room. Like, we have, like, a little, like, weird like cat hole in our wall that they can get into the room from, so we had to like go plug the hole so they couldn't get out. We did our scene and we're like looking at the floor and it is just like a puddle of chocolate sauce.
So
and whipped cream. And the animals can smell it, they're like trying to rush the door. And you're trying to like run in to the bathroom, to the shower, and you're like dripping chocolate sauce all over the fucking place. And at that point we were like, you know, $500 was not enough for this one. Like,
oh my god,
that was not enough.
So it was custom. Someone paid you $500 for that?
Yeah.
Oh my. What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever had requested from you?
I don't know. I mean, that one's up there.
Right.
But like,
that same dude did the same one where you were tied up.
Yeah. He's also the one that wants me to swallow.
Yeah. And he wanted me to like
swallow. Okay, so he's like a time customer then.
Yeah. He's spent quite a bit. But he had me tied up in like, I was supposed to be like super submissive and like, which is fine. Like that's usually how I am anyways, but like, you know, I'm not like the take charge person.
I think we had some other weirder customs there from like, SP. Oh, you know, one of our favorite ones to do is like the little people.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Gore.
Yes. But
Gore.
It's not Gore though. Cause the ones that we've had one that has wanted to be swallowed. Right. But we've had
just
a guy that
giant
wants
tests.
He so wants they don't to want live you in to like eat armpit. Them or just
no, he just wants to live in my armpit. And you're just like, okay, cool. Like
He's insignificant and he's a fleck of dirt.
And I'm supposed to totally ignore him, but like, you know.
And then she'll like send pictures of her armpit or like she'll take a video and be like, hold on to my fucking stubble. You know what I mean? Like I'm riding the bike. Don't fall off, motherfucker. Right.
Like, hope you make it to, you know.
Like, we did this cool video, like, because we got a hotel in Daytona. Yeah. We didn't want a hotel in Daytona.
We were there.
But we were given it for Christmas and the ability to get away from our kids. So we're like, fuck it.
We're not going to go to Daytona.
So, of course, you, like, injured your foot right beforehand. Yeah. Like, as we're leaving the house, she trips off the front step.
I didn't trip. I slipped. The mat went out from under my foot.
She fucking ate it.
I ate it so hard.
Still has a scar on the top of her foot, too. So, like, our whole Daytona experience was just fucking shit. We get there, and we're like, okay, we're stuck in the hotel. The hotel was overbooked because it was 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And our hotel room smelled like straight curry. Like, the strongest smell of curry I've ever encountered in my life. And I've been a property manager before. So it was already a struggle, but I was like, fuck it. We're going to film this. Like, this dude had paid for this custom to be like a little man. So we had her get like the hotel tissue box and we had
the holder,
Yeah. And we had her take the tissues out. And the scene was essentially that you paid a nickel.
Yes.
To this guy's wife to have him for the weekend. And his entire job was to clean and lick your armpits.
Yep. That was
the entire weekend.
That I had to just check in on.
The scene was she walked in with the thing and she's like looking down, talking into the tissue box. And then I took a camera angle from my GoPro and I put it inside the tissue box.
Yeah. Oh.
So we got his FPV looking up through it and you can see like the hole and like her looking down into
like
the box.
I was and...
That kind of shit I love. Cool. I love getting creative like that.
That's cool.
Those are the cool ones, but we don't get those very often.
Well, I think we would if we solicited mm-hmm. for them more, but it takes a lot of work, and it's usually like typing based story shit, not like video based. So yeah. I have to be like an author, and I don't like doing that.
Yeah, that's too much for me. I'm not trying to write a novel for
I feel that.
What about you? Custom. What's your weirdest one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So a few that I like haven't accepted went back in my camming days. This man asked me to eat raw meat on camera, and I was like, okay, like steak? And he's like, no, chicken. I said, absolutely not. Like, I don't want to be hospitalized. I'm good.
No, it's not worth it.
Right, like, what fetish is that?
Like, that's okay. Very specific. Like,
right. I've had people ask me to, like, saran wrap myself, which I feel like, okay, maybe that's, like, not too weird, because it kind of goes up in, like, the, you know, tying up and, like, be submitted mm-hmm. or whatever, okay. But I'm super claustrophobic, so that's hard. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
I could probably do that one. Like, afterwards, I'd be like, that was weird, but, like, I feel like I could.
Yeah, no, I got the claustrophobic thing going on.
Oh,
too.
It was like wrap me up in saran wrap and then tickle me until I pee myself. Actually,
No.
I'm like, I'm good. Some that I accept, like, I have a lot of nose fetish people, so I do a lot of like nose picking or like nose BJs. So my boyfriend's essentially trying to like put it up my nose.
Okay. Interesting.
There's a huge market for that, which I never would have expected. But once
never,
I like
ever heard of that.
I say I've never gotten a nose thing. That's interesting.
Yeah. I feel like
sinus rinses.
You said what?
Have you ever done a sinus rinse on camera for him?
Oh no, I haven't. No.
You should totally do that. They'd love it. It gets all the gunk out and comes out the other side.
I've done like a lollipop up there and then like sucked
really?
It.
Really.
Yeah, the nose community is huge. Like I said, I have a very specific type of nose. Like, I have kind of a piggy nose. So I think that's what attracts them, because you can kind of see up my nose.
That is so... I've heard of everything.
It's different.
That is the first I've heard of that. That is there's literally something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. What is that called? The,
Rule 48? Is that what it is? Something like that. I don't know. 47? 46? 36? 38. There's a number that goes with it.
Number that goes with
whatever
it.
The fuck it is. Huh. That is wild, though. I'd never heard of that.
I really have never come across any nose thing.
We don't get too many customs anymore. We did for a little while, and then it gets tiring. This is a slow month for us. Like, this is like the slowest we've been in forever. But it's also because we know that we dropped off, you know, a bunch of our other things, and we're having to rebuild that fucking social media account for the 15,000th time. And
I also feel like I took all that I could from all the subscribers I had. Like, there was one month, like, I was getting customs, like, it was like, okay, we have, like, three different customs to film, like, tonight. And so it was like, I feel like I kind of, like, dried them all out and, like.
Yeah, they're something new.
Right, I'm like, all right, I get that, but, like.
Yeah, we're going after the new clientele now. That's our goal is to, yesterday we were like, all right, fuck it. We got to get back on to, you know, Reddit and stuff again and all these other sites that we fucking hate.
Yeah.
I mean, Reddit's such a sore one for us to get back on, because we lost so much from it.
So
like they IP banned us for no reason.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like I had to, like, it fucked everything for months. That was the beginning of this year's, or this past year's crisis was losing all of our Reddit, because we had, it was a 7-year-old account.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's not, you can't communicate with anybody anymore. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't even if I went on my phone and used my data plan, because my phone was, linked had a connection to it, here. It wouldn't let me in either. So
it was
it took months to even be able to figure out how to get that back. And we did nothing wrong. I'm still 100% convinced that it was just somebody came and just did a bot attack on us or something.
Yeah. I've seen like a lot, like there was a few really big creators that I followed on there, that the same thing happened to them. Like, at the end of the day, these platforms don't care if you did anything wrong, because losing you on their platform is going to affect them. But if they have people who are mass reporting you, that's affecting their business more, because it's like, okay, there's a handful of people who are unhappy versus just like one user being unhappy because we banned them, which is really frustrating. I see that too.
We say, look, like, we've had vanilla friends that'll reach out and be like, I don't understand. How do you keep losing your social media? And it's
like, you don't understand.
You don't understand how this goes. Like, if there's a complaint, they're not going to take the sex worker's side.
Right.
Like, we are automatically at fault, even if we've done nothing. If somebody gets a bad, you know, hair because you didn't want to have sex with them, okay, we'll just go report, you know, a couple hundred times on something, and eventually she's going to get blocked because they don't want to keep getting those reports.
I lost like 200,000 TikToks and 4 Instagrams because one person was set on ruining my life. And I was like, oh, no, you're not. And I just kept going and going. But it really takes a lot to, like, get past that initial shock of, like, what am I going to do now? I can't rebuild. But then once you get past it, you kind of realize, like, that's just the name of the game. You just got to do it.
My personal villain is my brother.
Yeah.
He's after me for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. My oldest brother was a Marine, and he was killed in Iraq. And so my second brother, after all this went down, we were cool for a little bit. And then all of a sudden he just like some like flip or switch flipped. And he decided, like, I was in real estate and he started attacking my real estate business online by leaving me like
bad reviews
and stuff. And when I'm starting out, I was starting out in real estate and I've got a family. I've got 2 kids and a wife.
Yeah.
That's how I feed them, you know? And it really did. It cost me a ton of business. I had people coming up to me saying like, yeah, I didn't use you because you had, you know, a low review on Facebook. You're brand
That's
new.
Terrible.
And then in order to counter those reviews, I had to get other people to go leave reviews.
Right.
So I had a bunch of family now leaving 5-star reviews, which also looks sketchy.
Right.
So
yeah.
It ruined my entire business. So now every time something like this happens, I'm automatically like, is it him? You know what I mean?
That's like my partner and I's like first thing. We're like, oh, is it this person in our family? Could it be this person? Which is so sad. Like, why?
I got a call yesterday from my mother. My mom knows what I do. And she was like, just want to give you a heads up. He called asking about it. So he knows.
And we're like, So yikes. Of course, we spent all day yesterday stressing about that information and how,
like, great, how's he gonna use it? How do I protect myself knowing that there's an attack coming? And essentially it's just, I'm gonna put it out there because I wasn't gonna tell anybody anything about it. I was gonna keep it to myself, but like ultimately the best way to protect myself from an attack like this is to let other people know. So they can hopefully, you know, lift us up if this fucking tanks again. Because at this point, after we've been attacked so many times, I think we get one more attack like this and I mean, it's going to take a lot to fucking climb out.
Right.
I can't say we'd give up at this point because we put so much fucking money and work
into
it.
But like the mental part of it and like just like knowing, okay, I had all this. I was here and now I'm here.
And there was really zero reason for it to happen other than somebody just doesn't like me.
Yeah, someone literally just hating your existence, which is terrible.
Right. And I'm the nicest person ever. Like, I promise, like, if you meet me, I'm like, I'm not mean to people.
Yeah.
I like people in general. You know what I mean? And I've only ever treated his children with just like absolute gold. Meanwhile, he does not even know who my children are.
Right. That is so sad. That makes me sad for you. Like, what?
Wild. Sucks. Yeah.
But you know what? It is what it is. And that's kind of what we just want to like. We got to the point after all these attacks where it's like, we have to build a community because it is making us sick. It's making us lonely. It's making us depressed because we can't connect with smaller level creators. Just will take our advice and then they will ghost us.
Yeah.
You know, bigger creators other than you essentially will just not talk to us, you know? So it's this weird thing, but how do you build a community and like have that even just mental health support? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like even the stories that we're talking about right now with like the crazy customs. Yeah. It's not that crazy right now, but sometimes you do want to talk to somebody and be like, hey,
right.
how do you think I should do this? Or like, is this too wild?
Help me get through this, and then like, let me vent.
You can't necessarily go on Reddit for it, because she went on Reddit yesterday.
Yeah.
And somebody had made this comment, right? This woman had made a comment how she'd lost 6,000 fans within the last month, and because it was so slow. And one of the comments that somebody had made was essentially like, 6,000 fans, you have no right to complain whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you go fuck yourself, because that's this person that has 6,000 fans,
you talk about it.
Right. This is a bigger deal to them than it is to you, because this is their livelihood.
Exactly.
You have no idea what they did to get to that 6,000.
Yes.
The amount of money they may have spent.
Huge number to drop. Like that, even if they're still making $500,000 that year, even just seeing that number drop, like, makes you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Right. You're like, oh my God, like what?
People don't understand too.
I had to leave like those Reddit communities, because I would post something and people would just berate me and berate me and berate me. And, you know, most of them, you can't like share like your links or like who you are. So like, I would have a lot of people accusing me. I'd be like, they would say something. I'd be like, well, you know, it's working for me because, you know, I'm top numbers. And they're like, no, you're not. I don't believe you. And I'm like, I don't need you to believe me. But, you know, we're all here to share our experience, and you're putting me down. Fuck you, essentially.
Basically, so I just,
and now I just, it is really isolating. I tell my partner all the time, I'm like, the one thing I miss about a normal job is I miss going to work and saying, hey, girlies, you guys want to go grab a coffee on lunch? You guys want to go sit at Chipotle and talk about our day? I can't do that. Right. And that makes, like, that, it, the biggest thing about this job is it's very isolating. And it's really great that you guys have each other. And I feel grateful to have my partner, because without them, like, you don't have anyone to talk to. And even if you have people in your real life that you can talk to, they don't understand. So they can listen, but in their head, they're not understanding it. They don't.
They can't give that advice back, or like they might give advice, but it's not like advice that actually like works for what you're needing. So it's I totally get that. It's very tough, because like the people here, like we have a, you know, a creator that we know in real life, you know, that we meet up with, but like other than that, like none of my like,
and she gets an earful from us daily.
Like
she's like the only person we can complain to,
right?
So we're like, hey, deal with it. And then every now and then she'll send us a text message complaining, be like, sorry, I complained. Like, what are you talking about?
Like we,
it's like our entire relationship is just
like
us complaining,
text back and forth. But like, I don't have like real people here. Like there's people I'm like acquaintances with, like. But like they don't know what I do, so it's like I can't be like, they're like, oh, how are you? And I'm like, oh, good. Just because like I can't tell you what's really happening, like your head would explode. So it's like, you know, like you would not see it coming. So it's like you just have to be like, okay, good. Like
that's,
you know,
I mean, really,
that's the hardest part.
We've said recently that we are going to go after people, and be like, you're going to be our fucking friend whether you like it or not,
right?
Because we're tired of it, and we know that other people need it too. You know, there's been so many people that we've reached out to. We're like, look, I know that I said hey and you didn't like say hey back, but I'm gonna say hey again. You know what I mean? Because maybe you just missed it. And I know that it seems like I'm annoying and I'm bugging you, but really, I just want to be your friend. You know,
and
that's the other thing I'm telling people is I don't want your money. You know, I don't need your money. I don't need your anything.
Just be
like
friends.
Moral support. Like let's just talk. Let's share ideas. Like, good. This, when I was in real estate, having a mastermind group was one of the most important fucking things that I had done. And I've been trying to form a mastermind group for OnlyFans creators for the longest time, but not just like a random Reddit group. I'm talking about like a
curated,
like I said, how, you know, Instagram so well, and we know tech, and get that kind of shit in there. That way, when we have, you know, our group of 10 people
or whatever
or it grows to, and they can be like, hey, is this the right thing? Somebody can be like, yeah, it's just good. You know what I mean?
Like the person that knows what they're doing in that specific platform or whatever, it's like, you're good, do it. Or like, nope, like that's too much.
Like
or,
that's the way this thing needs to be run in general.
Is that everybody has like a general knowledge, but also maybe a specific thing. And maybe you don't have a specific thing, but we can help. You know,
right, yeah.
Everybody. It's not like we don't like the gatekeeping and the like. Everybody,
the gatekeeping is tough, man.
It's so hard.
I do understand like the no knowledge for free, but also I don't, because, and maybe that's just because that's not the person I am. Like, I know that there's enough money in this world to go around for all of us. It does not have to be a competition. There's a market for all of us. There's a place for all of us. And the more that we help each other and uplift each other and teach each other, the more the community as a whole thrives. Now, when we're pitted against each other, when the whole world is already pitted against us, that will bring everybody nothing good, because they already want to take us down. If we're taking down each other, we're doing it for them.
Right. 100%. Like, yes. That is my biggest thing, is like, I don't
you're getting her all worked up
I
now.
Know. It doesn't happen very often. Oof.
It's the most worked up she's gotten.
No, but it's true though. It's like, you know, people are so worried that like, oh, I can't give you knowledge, or I can't share your stuff because like my fans might leave me for you. And I'm like, okay, but same thing for me. Like, I could do the same thing, and I could lose half my people, but I might gain people. Yeah.
If it is done consistently enough, it's marketing. It's marketing 101.
Right.
People are going to go where they need to go. You just have to be consistent with what you do.
Yeah, right.
And if there's no way to grow.
They're not going to leave you.
Exactly. And
they're actually going to spend money with you.
That's one of the things that I want to start getting into with other people too, especially with these groups, is just being able to like do a not a collaboration. I guess it's a collaboration. I don't think of it like that, but like that's, to me, getting the generic like interaction between accounts is better than like this like post, right? Of like, oh, check out my best friend. You know, she's such a slut.
Yes.
You know, not like that. Let's throw it up and be like, oh, we did a fucking like interview or a something of substance, anything other than
like
a shout out,
just
like a fucking ad.
Right.
I hate the ads so much. I don't know. And I know we paid for them ourselves, and I know they're effective,
but you're not able to fully portray who it is that you're trying to like promote or whatever. It's like, but if you're able to like, you know, have an interview like this or whatever, like you can see personality, you can see like, hey, I do want to go check them out, or, you know, whatever, just because it's like, instead of like,
it's more like genuine.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I took you for over an hour. And this is
take it up.
This is longer than I usually do. But I really do appreciate you talking to us. You are not just the throat goat, but just the goat in general.
Just the goat.
Thank you again. Yes. Everybody, go check out Suckasaurus. OnlyFans is completely worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even need to go more into it. Y'all go check it out.
We'll drop the links.
We'll drop the links. And please, if you ever want to chat with us again, you get something to talk about, do it. And like I said, I'm going to keep coming after you for your friendship, whether you like it or not. So.
That's fine. Let's let's get it going and make a group and just support each other.
Let's do it. I'm all about it. Yeah. All right. I'm going to hit stop here and then just wait a few seconds before you leave.
All right.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out. virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo
That was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. I do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX